We got a lot coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show. Want to make sure you don't go anywhere. We're about to get into Freak Show Friday. After that, this is insane. We couldn't even get into the garbage, but a big, big blow-up fight. Howard Stern versus Wendy Williams.
It's juicy.
Very juicy. I mean, you just go squeeze.
Squeeze all that juice out. It's coming up next.
And then after that, Lady Gaga. We got a chance for you to qualify. See what I did there? Qualify to go see her. Right now, though, Freak Show Friday is on. She's a very freaky girl. Super freak. She's super freaky. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and this is Freak Show Friday. We like to talk to different people that are kind of like us. They got a little freaky side, or at least maybe their friends say they're freaks. They might think they're normal. You can be part of Freak Show Friday. You can email the show, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, or on social media. Make sure you follow us, Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show, and just send us a DM. This morning, Scotty is on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Scotty, what's making you a freak today? Why are you calling in?
Hey, guys. Well, my freaky thing is that I like to be stepped on. Like, stepping is my absolute passion. Like, squishing is my confession. Being trampled on is my religion. I know, it's funny. But if I had to pinpoint, like, the first moment I thought being smothered or totally stepped on was hot, it was probably, like, I don't know, I think I was, like, 7. And remember The Lion King?
Yeah.
I saw Mufasa get trampled. In The Lion King.
That is sad and tragic. That's probably one of the saddest parts
of
the movie.
I cry every time I watch that, even as an adult.
Oh, it gave me tingles. Thinking about being so helpless. It was like, crush me, mama, crush me so hard. I don't know.
So, like, who is stepping on you? Where are you finding them, and who is it?
I mean, I find chicks usually, like, on Facebook, and I specifically seek out, like, the BBW ones.
What does BBW mean for those that don't know?
Yeah, that's big, big, beautiful women.
Okay.
So it's kind of like the larger, the better. I'm talking, like, I don't know, 450 pounds plus.
Alex is pointing at me like that's what I'm into. No, Alex, that's not me.
You do like BBW stuff.
No, I do. I like curvy women. I like thicker women.
Exactly.
Ashley Graham, for example, is not a big, beautiful woman.
Yes,
She is. She is not. You have no clue, Alex, what big, beautiful women are.
I thought she was considered that, like plus size curvy, like all that is in the same category.
She's bigger, but she's not big, beautiful women. Anyways, let's stay on track here because I don't understand any of this right here, Scotty, that you like being stepped on and that you're into this. Explain more,
yeah,
please.
Doesn't that hurt?
Well, like the women, it's like if you look like a can of Pillsbury biscuits after you pop the can, like that's what I want to sit on me. if she's big, that's part of the excitement. I have I got this llama pillow. I put my head sometimes like for comfort, and I don't know, it's like warm in the winter to have somebody totally smothering you, like that. It's really really nice when you just have that big beautiful woman just. Mother you.
I'm not saying that big women aren't beautiful. I'm not knocking that, but I don't understand that. Now you're saying smothering. You don't like
can't breathe?
Yeah, absolutely. Like forget fires and socks to get snuggly. It's like find a girl named Judy, who lives on sour cream and onion Pringles. Like, whew, perfect. I just live so cozy. Smash.
Judy with that big old booty. Okay.
So how do you know, so you're just like scoping through the who you may know on Facebook for someone that looks heavy set, like in their profile picture or what?
Okay, I've come to this like really, really good conclusion, and you're going to laugh because you're going to know what it's true. But I realized that anybody who has that sparkly avatar, whatever they call it, or the text is their profile picture. So it's like that angle they put their face in. There's like sparkles around their face.
Yeah.
I know that's going to be a big, beautiful woman under there. And so
that's not necessarily true.
I think it's true. I think he is 100% right about that. Guarantee.
I don't know. I think also pictures of like flowers and gardens on their page. Anyone who likes Britney Spears. That's true.
I don't know, Scotty. Okay.
In your email, you said that you were going to translate basically your stepping fetish somehow into St. Patrick's Day. So how are you planning on doing that?
Oh, yeah, totally, totally. So St. Patrick's Day, I've hired a couple midgets. Shoot, can I say that?
I don't know if that's the proper term or not, but yeah,
sure.
Something. Little people.
yeah, they're going to come over. And then I got this girl who's 490 pounds, and she's going to come over, and she's going to roll over them like a monster truck on my living room floor. So they'll lay down on the ground, and she's just going to roll over them. And the little people that are down as long as they hate. So they're going to show up in leprechaun outfits to be festive, and it's just going to be like this squishy, swashy Irish kind of day.
Okay, so is it just going to be you there watching this, or do you have friends over, like a squish party?
You know, I thought about having friends over, but to be honest, like, I don't want to share her. You know, I'm already sharing her with the midgets, so it's like once she rolls
little
in the midgets,
people.
She's just going to be rolling over me. Little people, whatever. But
yeah.
I just want her to roll. I'm going to have to sit on me.
Wow. And so are you a tiny guy? Like, because you like
he
being squished?
He has to be. That would only make sense.
Yeah. How tall are you? What's your weight?
I mean, I fluctuate. I'm like 125, 5'2", but it's...
Oh,
5'2"? Well, he just casually just over 5'2". That's pretty small for a guy.
You could be one of the midgets.
No,
little people. Little people.
At like 30, so I still think there's hope.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, you know what? Nobody is going to be getting down this weekend like you are for St. Patrick's Day. I can almost guarantee that.
No, I'll be down under.
Wow, okay.
Down under again? That's hilarious.
Thank you, Scotty.
Yeah.
Scotty
Thank
the
you.
Squisher, Scotty the Stepper. What did he say? Crushing is my religion or something like that?
I don't even know. Like, listen, I don't like to judge people, but that is... I can't imagine that happening because the claustrophobia of that would freak me out.
I have heard of this, though. I mean, I definitely feel like I have heard of this, like, stepping fetish thing. If you have, tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. I want to know what you
think. I think
heard
you're
about
confusing
it.
That with tap dancing, Alex. That is a totally different thing.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
All right, here's what's coming up in the next 20 minutes on the Joe and Alex Show. We've got Lady Gaga tickets coming up right around 7:50. But before that, coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, things are getting intense. This just started the other day with Wendy Williams and Howard Stern.